This might be a little windy. I do hope not, so I'm not going to be long. She says, today I want to reflect on developing new audience. Now, you may have people who follow you, or you may have people who email, and you may have people who you see regularly. If you are an arts organisation, you may have regular people who come to your door. You may have your seats filled regularly. Whatever determines your audience, your regular audience, your regular network, but how do you develop a new audience? This is something I'm kind of experimenting with, and the experiment is kind of centered around a newsletter that I'm creating using Flash Issue. And I have lots of data lists of people who've attended my events, or have in some way come into contact and I've gained their email through an event. And one temptation is to just add them all to one big list and send it out. But that doesn't really get a very high engagement rate, because actually what I want is for people to read it. And if once they've acted on those pieces of information, that it will actually have some benefit to them, or it will encourage them to attend something that I do in the future. So it's connecting conversations. So what I'm planning to do, issue one of my newsletter went out, and that went out only to the people who had signed up on my website to say they wanted an update. And there was 10 people. There was only 10. Of those 10 people, I think 8 of them actually opened that first one. The second issue that I sent out went to the same 10 people and the audience of TEDx, because there was a feature in there about TEDx Lace Market. The responses that I've had from opens from TEDx, I'm going to put into a list of engagement for this newsletter on its own. I'm still going to include the 10 people who signed up originally for updates, but I think by the end of issue 6, I will look at the statistics of the opens, and if there's people that haven't opened any, I'll remove them. And I'm hoping that this, by using the opening introduction of my letter to be as personable as I can, I mean, it's not going out to an individual, and I'm reluctant to, you know, put single names on, because you know that they're mass circulated. So actually I want to be talking to a group. So I'm just going to see how that goes, really. And so this is going to be week 3. So if you do want to receive the newsletter, do go to the website pcmcreative.co.uk, and towards the bottom of the first page there is a sign up box. So if you sign up on there, you'll be in the whole campaign. If you are on one of the other lists and you receive one and you don't want to be part of it, do just let me know, unsubscribe or whatever, and you'll be unsubscribed. But yeah, building new audiences. You need to put a face to them, which is kind of what I was going to talk about, but it's very windy, so I'm going to heading to Antenna to do some Monica client work. And thank you for listening. I am Caroline at PCM Creative on Twitter. Thank you for listening.